Welcome to Infinite Love. My name is Kate, and today I'm going to talk about Craniofacial Acceptance Month. If you're new here, you're probably asking, why is that? Well, I was born with a craniofacial disorder where the bones in my face were not growing properly. And to make a very long story short, because you can always catch the beginning of my story in season one, a lot of things went wrong or had to go wrong in order to get things right within myself, then life. And that's kind of how I share my journey and how I look at life. So why talk about Craniofacial Acceptance Month? In all honesty, let's just talk about acceptance. Do you accept yourself? Do you accept all of yourself? Your light, your dark, your beautiful, your insecurities, your flaws, the good, the bad, the hard, the sad. Or do you deny those, tuck them away, run from them, hide from them, or maybe just ignore them altogether, pretend they don't exist? How's that working for you? It wasn't working for me because it always seemed like everything I ran from always caught up to me in a new way, in a new light. And I was pretty much over that. So if I can't go around the problem, maybe it's time I fix the problem and face it head on and accept all of me, not just pieces of me. So that's what I'm here today to talk about. Acceptance. Embracing others' differences. And we don't always have to like everything about somebody. We don't align with that. But rather than judge, why don't we just simply keep those thoughts to ourselves, reflect, and walk away? See, the problem isn't somebody who's born differently. The problem lies within our own selves, our own insecurities. What are we so afraid of? Differences? Well, if you're afraid of somebody's differences, all that tells me is you're afraid of something within your own self that's different, that you don't want anyone to know about. Don't do that to yourself. You're worth more than that. The more we become self-aware and see our worth, see our light, and embrace our differences, the more our lives change for the better. The growth within starts showing outwardly. People see that. They feel that. And you can't mask it. You can't pretend or sugarcoat or say that you're one thing, but really, your reflection tells a whole different story. You see, people do see right through that. So rather than judging others, go within and don't judge yourself. Just take a look at yourself. Who are you? What do you love about yourself? And if your answers resemble anything towards things you do for others, which my answers were always simply that, then there's a lack of love for yourself. So go deeper within and ask yourself, what do you love about you? Now, did I get all the answers in 1 minute? Nope, sure didn't. This was a bumpy ride, very long and bumpy ride. But the more I saw of myself, the more I welcomed in myself, the more I forgave of myself and truly went within, the more I loved, the more I appreciated, the more I found joy in. And that reflects outwardly. The confidence, the light, the excitement, the joy, the hope, the transformations, the healing. It's all been worth it. This entire journey, this entire ride, the sleepless nights, the crying, the pain, it's all been worth it because I'm right here getting to share my story with all of you. And if you're listening, thank you. So why can't we focus on self-acceptance and self-love? We need to acknowledge ourselves a lot more. And not with ego, but with purity, with unconditional love within us. There's a difference. So let's change the trajectory of the question. Let's say you do accept others and their differences, but you don't quite accept all of you. Why is that? Why do we find it easier to embrace other people's differences, acknowledge them, love them, support them, for them? Yet we cannot support and love and acknowledge our own differences and embrace them. Why is it so hard to go within and love our own selves? Is it because we were conditioned to? Is it because all our lives we were running from our own self? Is it because we find it easier to love others than our own self? Let's change the course. Let's change our mindset. Because we are all beautiful, different, unique, special. We all bring our own gifts to the table. And it's time that we pour all this love back into ourselves, not to be selfish in an ego-centered way, but more so in a loving, compassionate, comforting way. You see, if you look at the world and how it's all divided, there's mass chaos going all around us from country to country, and fear is what separates and divides us all. Fear within our own selves, social media portraying nothing but fear and darkness. It's an agenda, and I just simply don't follow that agenda anymore. Yes, do I believe there is darkness around us? Yes, we all carry dark and light. But what we choose to do with that, that's ours. And how we choose to accept and embrace others' differences, that's also ours. So you see, it all begins and ends with us, with your own self, first and foremost. So self-acceptance is key. Because the more you accept yourself, embrace yourself, and love yourself, the more you pour love outwardly, without intention, without expectation, without gratification, just pure, genuine love, unconditional love. And that's the life I lead, the life I live, and I choose to live this life. Doesn't mean I ignore the darkness, no. But I can't change the darkness around me until I change the darkness within me. And by change means embrace it, acknowledge it, accept, forgive, and work towards self-love, self-worth every single day. And the more I do this, the more it's showing outwardly to others. And I don't need anyone to see me, to see my light. I just live within my light every single day. Because I love who I am. I love all of my flaws. I accept all of my flaws. And I'm continuing to learn and grow from them. Because we're not perfect, and I'm not striving to be. But the more I accept myself, the more I accept others for who they are, for what they bring to the table. And again, if I don't align with you, that's okay. But that doesn't mean I have to share space with you either. You see, I choose to remove myself from those I don't align with, whether it's in those moments or it's over time. I accept who you are and I accept who I am. And our journeys just don't align, and that is okay. But the beauty of it is, if I'm doing the work and you're doing the work and our paths cross again, amazing. Blessing. Divine intervention. What greater gift is that? So every day I ask myself these questions. I go within. I reflect. And the fact that it's Craniofacial Acceptance Month isn't just about accepting my differences, my scars, but it's about not being afraid of who I am. And this includes myself. Looking in the mirror and not fearing the reflection staring back at me. And I don't anymore. I was reminded of just how beautiful acceptance is. As some of you may know, and others you may be hearing this for the first time, I am a Special Olympics coach. And our basketball team last year won at state level for the first time in 14 years. And our athletic director bought all of our athletes championship rings. Now, it took a while, a very long 16 to 18 weeks to wait for these rings. So, of course, now we're in the new school year and the rings are in. And he wanted to present them at our first football home game. So the parents gathered, the athletes gathered. We met inside the tunnel of our raptor mascot mouth so we could run out in the field like we were football players. And the entire football team lined up with the cheerleaders, the bomb squad. And they announced our athletes, and our kids were so excited. And these athletes, these football players, the crowd, they all just cheered and applauded our kids. And they stood in line proudly, excited. Some were even crying. And they listened for their name to be called, and our superintendent handed them a ring. He opened the box, which had a light in it, which shined upon these rings, these huge, beautiful, massive championship rings. And I got to watch each of these athletes' faces light up. The differences of responses, all so beautifully unique. Excited, happy, tears, clapping, laughter, noises, you name it. They showed it. They expressed it. And everyone went wild. The crowd, the teachers that came to the game, the administration, the football players, the coaches. And these kids felt like rock stars. I mean, the ultimate rock stars. And as they should, because it's about acceptance. It's about giving our athletes the same opportunities as you would give any other high school player who won championship. It's about acknowledging that despite of our differences, we are all still the same at heart, in mind, body, soul, and spirit. And these kids bring more joy, more unconditional love, more hope, more drive, more excitement than you can ever imagine or dream of ever having within you. And that's what I strive for. Just that pureness, that it doesn't matter what you look like, or if you have a disability, or if you have a scar, or how tall or short you are, or big or small. As long as you love yourself and embrace life as a gift, that radiates upon you outwardly to the world. And that's what those athletes did this weekend. They radiated love, acceptance, hope, joy, excitement. They radiated all of this. It was so infectious, so contagious. It filled the air all around us. And that's what it's all about. Acceptance, not labels, not judgment, just being who you are, your most beautiful, authentic self, and loving all of you, not just pieces of you, all of you. So that's why I chose this topic today. So if you're listening, ask yourself, do I accept all of me? And if I don't, is this why I judge others so easily? I find it easier to break them down because I don't want to break down myself. Now reflect upon that. Is that really who you are? Is it really who you want to be? Or do you want your life to change for the better? Do you want to be your most highest self? Because I think you do. And I know you probably question yourself and say, this isn't easy. You're right, it's not. I can't imagine walking in your shoes, but I can only share my journey with you. And say, it does get better when you begin and end with you. So look in that mirror when you get a chance and give yourself love that you're so worthy of receiving. Tell yourself how amazing you are, because I think you are too. And I know I'm amazing because I'm worthy of it. I'm worthy of it all. So the next time you run into a stranger or you see a Special Olympic event, cheer them on. Spread positivity. Spread love. And make sure that you take care of you. So before I close out, I want to just share this divine intervention of a moment. As I was editing and listening, my Alexa went off. And I haven't played my Alexa in my studio in so long. And it was so loud. And the Alexa said, continuing to play this song. Now mind you, when I tell you this song, I've never played this song in my life. I think because I've heard it so much out of children when it was so popular that I don't ever need to play it. But it was the timing of it all, the alignment of it all. As I'm speaking of acceptance and embracing your light and your dark, the song was Let It Go. So I find it very fitting. Let it all go. Let it all go. Let your judgments go of yourself. Let your judgments of others go, because it's no longer needed. Embrace all of you. Embrace those around you and choose love within in order for love to shine outwardly. So with that, I end this episode of Acceptance with this simple quote. Happiness can exist with acceptance.